Hello and welcome to Bringing Education Home. I'm Herb.
And I'm Christina, and together we share ideas to help families be happy, healthy, and successful that are both inside.
And outside the box. If you like the show, be sure to follow Christina on Facebook.
Please leave us a like or review on your favorite podcast platform.
Today, I have the pleasure of introducing Monica Milarska. How do you say your last name? Milnarska?
Nenarska.
Milnarska. Monica is originally from the Czech Republic. She has lived under both communist and democratic regimes before moving to the USA at the age of 20 in pursuit of freedom. For over two decades, her life has been deeply intertwined with the construction company that she ran alongside her husband. It is a journey that has not only shaped her professional life, but also grounded her in values of hard work, resilience, and the pursuit of dreams against all odds. Monica is a proud mother to three remarkable teenage boys. Together, they've navigated the tumultuous seas of adolescence, riding the high waves and bracing through the storms. The COVID-19 pandemic brought unprecedented challenges, causing a stark light on the complexities facing teens and young adults today. These experiences opened her eyes to the critical need for resilience and adaptability in our ever-changing world. The realization was the catalyst for her book, Life Skills for Teens and Young Adults Revolution. Welcome, Monica. It is a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I was got connected through with you through a group that we are in, and it's just one of those things where you kind of popped up. It's like, I'm producing this book, it's out on the market, and I would love some feedback, and I would love to help get the word out there. And I started reading this book, and the first thing I thought was, yes, finally, a common sense guide book for teens and young adults that will really give them a good place to get started. And so then I was like, hey, Monica, how about doing a podcast and think talking about your book a little bit more and talking about where we come from? Why is this such an important topic for all of our families? So thank you for being here. And just like your bio said, kind of COVID and raising your own boys was kind of your passion. But just give us a little bit more. Why the book? Because you can, follow this with your own sons, but why a book to get other people involved?
That's a very good question. Thank you for that. So like you mentioned, I grew up in the Czech Republic, and I, was lucky to experience both systems, democratic and communistic system, when I was living there. And coming here to America when I was a young, maybe teen back then. But I really see America as a beautiful country. And here, the freedom you have, or we all have now, because I've been living here more than, 20 years. So I love it. I love it. The freedom, I feel like the opportunities you have here, and like people can thrive. You have to be hardworking, but you will try thrive, okay? I feel like, having the kids, work every day. I am an ordinary person, with my husband, and we just run a normal life, raising the boys, working hard. And then the COVID hit. And I feel like, the COVID really put a lot of like threw these kids into this gray area with because it happened for so long, and the kids, had to stay home. And I feel like because of that, they were really kind of robbed of the normal life they used to have. But at the same time, they lost the skills they should have because they were stuck home. They couldn't go to school. They couldn't go to their activities. They couldn't socialize with other, with other people. I had a, parents who had a young kids, and they didn't recognize the faces, of other, people or other friends, because they haven't seen each other in person for so long. And obviously they are growing up, so they're changing. I feel like for my boys, it was a very big change, and I didn't also know how to navigate it, not no, but the fact that everything has changed and they all of a sudden they had to stay home and being in front of the computer, everybody in their own rooms and working, you know, and everything just happened in that digital technology, you know, technology, and was introduced to them in such a high level and they had to use it all the time, that now we have like this society of kids who are being addicted to their phones, or they're always on their you know, screens. But if you want them to thrive in the regular everyday life, they struggle. Why do they struggle, right? They are not equipped with the life skills. And I feel like that was probably, that was the thing that I wanted them to learn, because the when you have your families around and you have like this, you have aunts and uncles and cousins, and your kids, when they become teenagers, they usually don't want to listen to the parents. Whatever parents say, it's not true. Or we don't know anything, they know everything, right? But at least if you have that family, family, you know, cushion, I feel like, you know, the kids can go to grandma and grandpa and talk to them. Oh, they didn't, they disagree with their parents, or they don't agree with this or that. And they can get the advice, you know, from somebody else, like that extended family circle. My kids didn't have it. So I think that that was, that's a huge plus if you have the family support, you know, around you. But that's why I kind of come up with this idea. Why don't I put these advice and, you know, active thinking into the book, so they can have this buddy they can go to. If they don't want to listen to me, maybe they will read it, you know, because they usually listen to somebody else. I'm saying the same thing, but they don't listen to me. It's just that it feels like they want to listen everybody else but you, right? So I wanted to give them the tool that they need to navigate their life's obstacles, you know, seize opportunities, build a fulfilling future, you know, the life skills. I wanted to create a resource that speaks directly to them and their unique needs, because everybody is unique, you know, and in the language they would understand. So I would offer practical advice and strategies to help them unlock their full potential, you know, because it's all about their, you know, abilities to thrive in a life. We all want our kids to thrive, right? We don't want them to lose in life. We want them to succeed. And that was the whole, you know, purpose of creating this book. I did a lot of customer research, you know, for this particular age group of kids. It's more tended to high school kids and young adults, you know, the college kids or going to the college. And I think that it's a great resource, you know, for everyone who is willing to read the book.
Yeah. You know, exactly. Your story reminds us of why we created Vibrant Family Education, because our education system isn't supplying kids with what they need to be able to thrive. They're getting the reading, the writing, and the math, but then everything else, especially right now, especially since COVID, has just kind of, in our opinion, kind of gone off the rails and isn't teaching children life skills. It isn't teaching them communication skills. It isn't teaching them how to be human and how to actually move through life. And so our kids are getting out of school and they're just kind of drifting with, what do I do now? And then they become, you know, reliant on the government and systems and stuff that isn't there in their favor, and they're becoming, you know, just kind of broken and lost generation. So your book also addresses that and starts to give them more skills to start combating that, correct?
Correct. This book is really my heart and soul, okay, poured into these pages. And I wanted to bring the gap of the modern world and recent challenges, you know, because they have widened. So I wanted to kind of narrow it down and this book is packed with practical advice and strategies to help them navigate this complex world. And it's the time management, you know, self-discipline, personal finance, self-care, problem solving, decision making. It covers, you know, these spectrums. I want it to be, you know, a go-to guide for achieving the personal and professional success, making the most of every day, and even, you know, include some tips on job hunting in today's digital era. Because like we said, you know, it's a different world. We didn't have it when we entered the full, you know, workforce, right? Okay. So I think what also makes this book even maybe more special, there are three bonus chapters for teens with special needs. I felt it was crucial to acknowledge and address the unique challenges they face. And, you know, these chapters are designed to offer tailored advice and strategies to empower them, ensuring them, you know, that they can too harness their full potential and navigate life with confidence. So I think that that's kind of the you know, the content of the book.
And I absolutely love that. Matter of fact, one of the things that you mentioned was like kind of a time management chapter. And I remember reading a little bit about relationship management as well. How do you actually, you know, build relationships or keep relationships? So I was hoping maybe you could drop a couple of those gold nuggets. What's maybe one or two things that you said in there? Of course, don't give it all away. But what did you kind of talk about a little bit on time management? So what can we help our teens and young adults understand about time management that will help them in the future?
So it's very important to have the structure in your day, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like the structure of the day, and follow the structure. Just mm-hmm. follow it, okay? If you don't fulfill it one day, okay. Today is the, you know, the next day is the new day. You just, you know, you write down the schedule, because I am a person who is very disciplined. Everybody's making laugh of me that, you know, I am a disciplined person, and I really am, because I live better because I have the discipline. I have, you know, I can achieve more because I follow the structure of the day I have to do. So every day, as long as you put one foot in front of the other and you continue to achieving your goal, you know, short term, long term, you will get there. Sooner or later, you will get there. You just have to follow these simple steps, you know. So time management is definitely very serious topic today, because per my, you know, experience, I have, my middle son is very, he needed that chapter the most, I feel like, because he's very bad organized. He just doesn't, I know there is still, you know, the brain is still in a stage of development. So there is still that room, you know, that they can, there's a lot of going on in their bodies, you know, and the brain changes. So we have to understand that too, you know, to give them that space that they need to kind of get into that right place mm-hmm. in their own time. So it's not also them that they are growing. We have to grow with them too. We mm-hmm. have to give them that space, because I feel like we were also affected by COVID. Everybody was. Mm-hmm. So we cannot look at them that we grew up this way, so you should be growing up this way too.
Right.
Because this is a different world. So we have to kind of, you know, we have to bend too. We have to kind of, you know, try to understand what they're going through, help them, give yeah. them the space, but let them also make their own mistakes. They mm-hmm. have to learn, you know, give them the hook, but don't give them the fish. They need to learn how to fish. We don't want to feed them all the time, right? They need to learn how to do it on their own.
Yeah, so both brain science and natural science are both backing you up.
Yeah.
By creating a structure, by creating a schedule, you have to make less decisions during the day, because it's like, here's my schedule, I have to do this. You don't have to think about what you're going to do and make that decision. And then when it does come time to actually make decisions about what you need to do in specific areas, then you have that brain power to do it. And also, I'm sure, like if you have like a tomato plant, if you just let it go, then it kind of grows all over and you get weird misshapen potatoes. But if you put it in a cage, you grow it up, you prune it properly, you structure it, but then you let it do what it's going to do, you get nice, ripe, healthy tomatoes. So it's the same way kind of with kids. If you put a structure around them, but still let them grow within the structure, they grow up instead of this weird, chaotic. So the structure, you know, it's one of my favorite little poems is love. Well, actually, I forgot how to say this for this one, but it's the difference between structure and chaos. The more structure you have, the less chaos you have. But if you have too much structure, it puts you down. If you have too much chaos, then you don't go anywhere. So you have to
balance
the structure and the chaos together. Because you need the chaos to grow. You need to be able to make that mistakes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so the
balance.
The saying is love is knowing I am everything. Wisdom is knowing I am nothing. And between the two, my life flows. So the structure is everything. The chaos is nothing. And then to find that balance is where your life really takes off.
And it's hard sometimes to find the balance, but as long as you try, you know, we are all allowed to make mistakes. We will fall down.
Yeah.
I always look at the little kids. Okay. I feel like we should learn from these little kids. They are starting to walk, right? How many times the little child fell down to make that first step, to be able to make that first step. Mm-hmm. And we want them, we are encouraging them, we are supporting them. Go, 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 you can do it, right?
Yes.
And then when we as adults, when we got into the situation that something just doesn't go the way we wanted and we fell on the ground, we don't wanna get up. We feel like, oh, we are defeated. No, you're not, you just make a mistake or you know, you get up, you fix it, you go on, the life goes on. You just have to grab the opportunity and you just work so hard for it that at the end of that route you will have that goal achieved. You just have to keep trying because I feel like kids easily give up today, especially you know, they feel like oh it's hard. Why is it hard? Because everything here is served on the silver plate for them.
Yeah.
The thing is that they are really like, because we are living in such a good world, right? Good world, good USA world, I feel like. Uh-huh. I have to specify that the kids, if they never went abroad, if they never lived in a different country, they have no idea. They think that this is the normal standard. It's not their fault because this is only what they know. But we have to, as adults, we have to teach them different because it's not the normal world. It's not everywhere like this, okay? There are people who are struggling because they have no water, they have no food. There are wars all over the world. So we are so lucky to be here, but we have to make the best out of it. We have to, you know, help these young teens to thrive so they will be a strong individuals one day.
Right. There's so many of us that I've talked to other parents. It's like, wow, our childhood was so rough. We had to struggle so much that we wanted a better life for our kids. So a lot of parents have actually taken that struggle away and given their kids everything they need. And part of it is also in brain sciences, if you give rewards for everything your kid does, then eventually they stop appreciating the work and only want the rewards. And then if they stop getting the rewards, they stop doing the work. So there was a study done where little kids who like to draw started getting gold stars whenever they drew a picture. And then when they stopped getting gold stars, they stopped drawing the pictures because they weren't getting the rewards anymore.
Yeah.
So one of the things we really need to do is stop rewarding our kids for every little thing and start praising them and making the work the actual reward. And so, you know, that is something that we really, really should start focusing on back here in the United States instead of participation awards and giving awards for this. And, oh, you did that. Here's your prize.
Good try. Good try. Like, right.
You tried.
Right. Let's start like putting the emphasis on the work. And because, you know, so many adults now have lost that as well, that they're having to come back and find that too. So
that's true. Yes. Yeah, I'm going to jump in because one of my son, he also, because I grew up in a different regime, different times, right? Yeah. So for me, when the kids were not following the rules or they did something that was against, you know, my policy, there was, you know, punishment, not punishment, but there were consequences for it.
Yep.
And my son told me, like, Mom, he used the word punish, but I always have the consequences. He was like, you always punish us right away. Like when we are at school and I do something wrong, the teacher gives me a warning because she will say, like, all right, if you're going to do it one more time or two more times, then you're going to, I don't know, you're going to have some kind of, you know, consequences. And if something happens at home, you punish us right away. I said, I'm teaching you real life. That's what I said to my son. Because in a real life, you are not going to get warnings. There will be lightning from the sky that will change completely your whole life in the second, and you have to adjust, you have to act on it. You are not gonna get, sometimes maybe you can have, but I'm teaching you what's gonna happen in the real life. Because the life, what I feel like today, these teens are thinking about the life that it's like a cruise ship, la 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 la, we are going easily through the life. No, it's a battleship. You are getting up every day and it's a battle, and you battle. This is how it is. Yes, you make the best out of it. Yes, you're gonna, you know, you, but it's okay to feel sadness, happiness, you know, disappointment. It's okay. This is all part of your life. I feel like kids today, they are very sensitive. You cannot say anything to them because all of a sudden, you know, you hurt their feelings. They are not able to handle like this, you know, tough situation in the life. And that's what worries me, because you have to be a strong person. You have to survive, to be able to survive and live a strong life, right? So yeah, this is probably coming out, you know, from my inner child.
Exactly. But at the same time, it's so important, because as a teacher in a classroom, it was the same way. You know, I was trying to mold the kids and help the kids. But it was one of those things that, like, I kept telling them, there are good consequences and there are bad consequences. If you choose to do the right thing and get your work done, then there's good consequences. You're happy, you're learning, you feel successful. And then if you choose to goof around and not get your work done, then there's bad consequences, like maybe more time needed or maybe a bad grade or whatever. But yeah, they have to know, and a whole bunch of warnings. Not being consistent with how you deal is also very, very traumatic and hard for the kids, because yeah, they get sensitive, like you said. Oh, but I should get a warning. It's like, no.
So I'm going to go a little out of the box here. Okay, we had a great conversation actually before we started recording as well. So growing up in the Communist Republic, and like Reagan said, we're only ever one generation from losing our republic, from losing our way of life. And right now with what's happening in our country, it really kind of scares me, because the socialist way is being pushed by these children. But growing up in that communist socialist regime, how many of our children now, with the way they are raised and how they are behaving, do you think could actually handle the way you grew up and actually handle moving into a communist regime? What's going to happen if they get what they're pushing for right now?
This is such a hard question. Just because I feel like I am the way I grew up and saw what we were allowed and we were not allowed to do. Like, there were strict decisions when there was a communistic system. Even like my parents, they were not allowed, let's say, study the, you know, they chose to study at school and the system didn't allow it, because there was a reason. There was always a reason. You couldn't travel there was, you know, you the board were closed for us. We were finally able to, the board were open in 1989 for us, where we were able to go west. Other than that, we couldn't go. We were only to go, be able to go to Russia. But who wanted to go to Russia? You know, we were in this, you know, small country. Everything was guided. I'm not saying that we were, I was never hungry. So, and I feel like as long as you have a food, you'll have really not much of complaining about, okay? Because, like, we had everything we needed. I'm not saying that we were, but we didn't have the extensive stuff. The store was maybe, you know, the size of your kitchen. There was no supermarkets like today. Yeah. We knew that the apples are growing on a tree. You want an apple, you go, you know, you pick the tree, you pick the apple from the tree to eat it. Today, the kids, they know that they go to ShopRite and you have five different brands of apples on the shelves. Mm-hmm. But if you would tell them climb the tree, they don't know how to do it.
Right.
Or, you know, that this is how different it was. But the system was very tough for us. I remember that I had to, when we had those drills at school, like today our kids are having a drills, we yeah. have to be able to put on a gas masks. And we had it at school. And back then for me, it was normal. Today, when I'm thinking back, that this is how we had to, you know, escape, find a place of safety and put on the gas mask and just that preparation and being able or knowing how to protect yourself. Like, yeah. I don't want my kids to live in the country like that. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I don't. You know, there were so many restrictions we couldn't do. Mm-hmm. There are so many things, you know, the regime didn't allow us, or we have to always ask for permission to do that. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't get a permission, too bad. There was, you know, it was a higher power. It was a higher power. I don't want to have a higher power above me, but God, that's it. Okay. Yeah. So that's why I feel like, you know, obviously everything changed since the democratic, you know, lobbed and there was a huge progress in those countries, you know, communistic countries. So for me, I feel really bad what's happening now, because my whole family is back in Czech Republic. My husband's family is back to Poland, yeah. and we are very close to the border. So obviously it's very close to our home, because, you know, I'm very happy for and very grateful for the internet, for the Facebook and, you know, all these social media, because I can be in touch with my family. But you never know, like these people today, people over there, when the war evolved in Russia and Ukraine, at the beginning, it was very scary. How weird is it that we just get used to it? Because mm-hmm. even my family, they just got used to it. They hear these, you know, airplanes, the army airplanes going, and they are very noisy. And they just kind of don't pay attention anymore to it, because it's been 2 years, more than 2 years. So it's I would never want them to be in the situation that the war is again, you know, so close by. I don't want them to experience it. I feel very like it's like a coin. On one side, I'm so grateful that I'm here in the United States. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I feel so bad that I'm the only one who is here and everybody else is back then, because I want them to be in safety, but I want everybody to be in safety. I want the whole world. I want the world peace.
Yeah.
This is horrible what's happening, you know, today in the world.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, who's going to change it? Like our generations, our kids' generations, what about their kids one day? You know, we are paying attention to the earth, to the climate. We will not keep it, you know, nice and safe, because we are supposed to do that. This is the earth we are living at. So we have to take care of it. But these wars, how do we help, you know, to this whole earth, to the life, to it's horrible, because when I see here in America, majority of building, and I was in construction, is the wood, right? So we build out of wood. Over there, everything is concrete. It's the bricks. When those buildings are falling down, when they're being destroyed, the hospitals, schools, public buildings, the houses, there is so many apartment buildings, what, and they are being destroyed. For what? For what?
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's scary. It scares me to death. I feel really, really bad for the situation in the world. I don't know how can I help it right. as a individual, but I just hope that we will raise these kids today to be strong individuals,
yes.
to have their skills and just be proud of what they can do, not what was built, you know, back then, what our ancestors built, what they can do, how they can protect and continue the life and pass on the baton, you know, like we have to pass on the baton. I want to do the right move. I don't want to, you know, just think, oh, okay, whatever, you know, I'm here, I'm not going to be here. Let them deal with it.
Right.
We can be like that. We have to be responsible.
Yeah.
So,
and kind of the reason I brought this up in the first place is if you do go onto social media and some of these sites, you'll actually see some of the young people and the college people talk about wanting to bring socialism back, wanting to bring that communist state back, wanting to do these things that would take us back into that. And because they're so disappointed, they don't like the United States the way it is. But coming from outside, you've said it a couple of times that how amazing and a wonderful country this is.
And absolutely.
And so, you know, how are we getting to the point where our children think that America is the bad place, is not great? And so how can we start changing our children to actually recognizing how awesome this country is and to try and build it up instead of break it down?
Well, the first thing is tell them move.
Oh, I
go
got you set
and
up
try
there.
To live.
Buy my book. Buy a life skill for teens.
That's how we're gonna do it. No, just kidding.
Give me the title. I'll buy it. Because I'm gonna tell you my recommendation for these, you know, opinions and kids, move. Go for 2 years.
Yeah.
1 year, 2 years, live there. Do not bring American dollars. Just go there, start working, earn their money, and spend their money. Just like, you know, here, because you have no idea. If you are living in a different countries, you have a different lifestyles, different approaches, different spending life, spending, you know, what's the right word
habits,
for it?
But habits.
Right. So, and America is the best country you can live in. I lived in Czech Republic. I lived in Poland. I traveled through Europe. I know that America, even though for the past 25 years I'm here, I feel like certain things are going down, I still choose America to live in. It's still the best country.
I love that. Thank you so much. Because, you know, it's so true. People who are comfortable in a certain place and they only get their information through the internet or whatever, they need to go and experience someplace else, right? I lived in Japan for a year as an exchange student in high school. And it was the best experience for me because, like you said, I went and I experienced a different culture, not just for 2 weeks. I was there for almost a whole year. I lived a whole school year in that system with those families, experiencing the culture and everything. And it just opened my eyes. It made it so that, wow, you know, Japan is awesome. America is awesome. But there's, you know, good and bad in both places. But having
absolutely
opened to seeing how things can be different or can be better, you know, it's super important. So even if you can't go to a different country, move to a different state, move across the states, right?
Absolutely.
We're in Oregon, you're somewhere else. Go experience a different state and what's happening there, just to open your eyes a little bit to what can be. Yeah.
You have to understand that nothing is perfect in life. Nothing. Yeah. There always will be good and bad. Okay. Mm-hmm. There is never, nothing is perfect. Mm-hmm. And it never will be. Mm-mm. Is if you live by this ideology that it has to be perfect, no. Oh, you're gonna stumble a lot because nothing's perfect. You just have to find a balance. You need to see the pros and cons. And after that, you can make a valid decision. If you've never experienced living in other countries, if you've never experienced having a different lifestyle and living in communistic country or communistic regime, how can you judge? How can you say that it was better? You need to experience it first to make that valid decision. So I definitely think that that's a whole, you know, other topic and for people to digest.
Yeah.
But that would be my suggestion. Just go experience it. I did. And I don't want to go back.
Right.
I don't want to go back.
How did that influence your book? How does that influence how you raise your kids? And how is that helping you to reach other children and help them improve their lives right now?
When I came to America, I was, even back then, before I was having my kids and in the whole time, I was always looking for education in that area because I was raised by my parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, and it was a different time back then. Different things were allowed. I don't want to talk about that. Yeah. And it's just, and I didn't want to raise, I knew one thing. I don't want to raise the kids the way I was being raised. But I didn't know how, because that was only the only way I knew. I didn't know anything else.
Right.
So I was looking for the books, education. I was watching the educational programs, everything about the child development. How do you navigate? Because you are not a controller of your child. You are a legal guardian, right? Or you are a parent. You have your emotions. Sometimes you can be more upset. Sometimes, you know, the life doesn't go the way you want it. And then the child comes and started screaming. So, and you already are on the, you know, on that trick that, oh, you know, I can listen to this, you know, at this point. So education is a key. You just need to look. And I really honestly will tell you that I was looking for the answers always. I was always looking for the answers because I knew that I didn't know them. And I just knew I didn't want to raise my kids the way I was being raised. That was like my whole, I think the main, you know, thing. Yeah. And again, education is the key. Look for the answers. Look for the answer. Nobody's going to give it to you. You're not going to wake up one day and in your, you know, dream, you know the answers. No, you need to go physically find the book, find the program. Today we have internet. We are lucky. So you Google it. You have so much resources you can get today. So this is how I, how I got into this, into the child development and the brain development and the parents, how we treat our kids, how we raise them, how we want to give them that structure, those boundaries, but not to be too strict, but also like you have to find that balance. Like you said, you know, that balance is everything. And again, we have to be able to forgive ourselves for making mistakes, but we also want to have, you know, in us that we want to do it better next time, that we need to, we are learners all our life. You cannot think about yourself that, oh, I know it all, or, okay, I've already done it, you know, No, we are growing every day. We need to learn every day something new. That's my theory. I follow.
And that balance isn't a straight line. That balance is a curved line. So sometimes you're going to fall off to the structure and the be overstructured. And sometimes you're going to fall off into the chaos and lose your structure. But when you do that, again, you need to find the tools
and
the education. And because as you keep going, because you can't stop, because your kids are going to keep going too, you have to keep learning and keep finding the balance. And okay, now here's a new situation, and what's the next balance, and how do I get back into that? And so it is a continuous process, especially with children, because your children at the age of 3 are going to be way different than your children at age 3.5
or 16
are going to be way different than your children at age 8, 10. You know, each step along the way, you do need to figure out how to get back in balance, because those kids are going to be falling all the time.
Absolutely. But it's a beautiful process. If you think about it, you know, children are growing. Even me, looking back, you know, having these kids little, I personally loved when they were little. I loved that stage. I feel like it was my happiest time, because they were so innocent, so pure, that love, you know, they didn't, you know, look at the, I don't know, clothing brand name or the cars, or, you know, like they have a different needs in every age, right? And we just, like you said, we are growing with them. And it's a beautiful thing if you are a parent who really wants to participate in your child's life. And that's what we have to do. It's not parenting just to have children and give them roof above their head and feed them. You have to participate in their life. You need to grow with them. You need to spend time together, teach them, you know, teach them the good and bad, and not only the rules, but have fun, like find that balance. Like it really, it is your like 20 years of your life are dedication to your children, if I may say, but that's, if I decide to have children, it's my responsibility to raise them well. Mm-hmm. I take it seriously.
Yes.
I feel like that's what every responsible parent, not a good parent, I feel like it's all about love. You know, if people would love, and would, we would not have the wars. We would not have, you know, the disagreement. Well, we can have a disagreement, but we would not accelerate it into these, you know, into these horrible stages of wars. Right. Why is that happen? Because we don't know how to forgive. We don't know how to, you know, have how to resolve the arguments, how to be a good communicators, how to excel in those skills of communication.
Exactly.
And I think it's necessary.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I really drew from when I was reading your book. You were coming across with all of those things. Let's learn how to communicate so we can make a difference. Let's learn how to manage our finances so we don't have these ups and downs and don't know what we're going to end up doing for the rest of our lives. Let's make sure that we can time manage or choose a career path that is good for us. And that's what I really, really love. And that's one thing I wanted to go back to is like, you're like, well, I don't know how we're going to stop all this, but you are doing it already, right? This book is one step in helping to help that next generation be stronger and better. And that's what Vibrant Family Education is about, is helping our families grow stronger, healthier, happier, so that they can bring up these children to do just that.
Be the change you want. Instead of just talking about it, start doing something about it. And you've done something about it. And it's really awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I would, listen, that would be like, I would feel like, mission accomplished. If some, you know, if these kids would get it, you know, our kids, if they would get it, because, you know, don't take me wrong, not everybody has the good support system, not everyone. And I understand that, you know, it's really hard, but I feel like as long as you look for the answers on your own, sometimes it's hidden. Sometimes you don't want to share it with somebody else because maybe there is a peer pressure, or, you know, because there is a lot of peer pressure today.
Yeah.
But as long as you feel like, I need to learn something new, or I need a help and I don't know, you know, where to find it, but let me try this. Let me try. As long as you have that feeling that you need to learn and you want to learn,
mm-hmm.
that's a half of your success already.
Yeah.
We call that love of learning. And that's what we want to instill in our children every single day, is that love of learning, always being curious, always wanting to find out more, always wanting to find out, is what I'm doing a good thing, or do I need to adjust what I'm doing to make sure that it is better for me and for the people around me?
And another thing I liked about what you said is, you know, jobs may come and go, businesses may come and go, mm-hmm. where you live may come and go, your circumstances may come and go, but they're always going to be your children. And so maintaining that relationship through the ups and downs, through the goods and the bads, making sure that your children are a priority. Because, you know, a lot of people put their work ahead of their children, but then they lose their jobs and they've already lost their children because of the loss of communication. You know, somehow be able to put those children really, really high up on that list. And because, you know, again, your job could change, but they're always going.
Absolutely.
Be your children. Make sure that you keep that in mind.
Exactly.
Absolutely. 100%.
I love it. All right. So, Monica, is there anything else that maybe we didn't cover that you were kind of thinking you wanted to talk about today, or how are we doing?
I think that we covered a lot
as
far as the book goes, and, you know, even our personal, you know, opinions. So if anybody's interested, you know, you can always find me on the social media. The book is on Amazon. It launched on March 25th. So if anybody's interesting, feel free to reach out, you know, and or find the book, you know.
Yeah.
I'm always open to any conversation, tips, advice. I love to talk to people about, especially about our children and their development.
Excellent. And all of Monica's information will be in the links as well. Go ahead and tell us the title of that book one more time so they can go find it on Amazon.
It's Life Skills for Teens and Young Adults. This is the book.
Oh, awesome.
I don't know. It doesn't, the camera doesn't take it, but this is the turquoise color. Life Skills for Teens and Young Adults Revolution. I publish under brand name. So it's a Teen Skills Search is mm-hmm. the brand name. So you are not going to find it under Monica Mlynarska, but all the information, like you said, you have, so you can put it down there. And it was a pleasure to talking to you. And I'm very happy that I was able to share, you know, the piece of my heart
awesome.
Poured into this book.
Yay. Yes, you did. And I know you did. Like I said, when I was reading it, I could feel your heart in that book. Excellent.
Thank you.
Parents, we have had another wonderful conversation. Hopefully you picked up on some gold nuggets throughout the conversation. You know where you need to go, or you know how to ask the next question, because I think that's a lot of what we were talking about here, is how to help our teens and young adults know what they need to know and ask the questions. And us as parents, you can't do it alone. Let's make sure we keep working together as a team. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being on the show. And until next time.
Yep. And if you need help with your teenage boys, I definitely recommend checking out this book, giving them some advice, giving them some tips, because if they're not listening to you, maybe they'll listen to Monica. So have a wonderful evening, everybody. And thank you so much, Monica, for being here. I so much appreciate that you're actually doing something to actually help improve, instead of, you know, just being somebody out there talking about how horrible it is. You're actually out there making a difference. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
All right, everybody. Bye for now.